Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And the Astros pulling out a win yesterday against the Oakland A's. Needed just two hits, but more than enough as it turned out. And I think the big key has been the starting pitching. Doug Fister, another good outing for the Astros. That's four in a row solid starting pitching outing.
Yeah, and it's sort of a calling card for us when we're going well. And I mean, we haven't won every one of those games, but we've been in every game, and our starting pitching can be very consistent. And to watch these guys go out and compete a little bit better and execute a game plan a little bit better, it's progress. It's heading in the right direction. Yesterday we win a close game. We had two hits, seven walks. Our bullpen did its job. Doug Fister was as good as he's been as an Astro. And we need that to be something of a transition for us as we get to May. We come home for a good 10-game homestand, play better baseball, and get going in the right direction.
You mentioned the walks. How happy have you been with the plate discipline that you've seen from these guys on a consistent basis?
Yeah, for the most part, we're okay about it. You know, I don't want us to be passive at any point, but we have to be selective. If we expand, we're in deep trouble, and teams pitch us a little difficultly because we are a dangerous team, and you know, not necessarily always the fundamentally sound team that puts the ball in play at the right time, but we are a dangerous team. If you're a dangerous team, they're going to pick around the strike zone. So. It all works in concert together, and I've been proud of our guys. Correa's been very good about it. Altuve's gotten better at it. I mean, any game that Marwin Gonzalez and Evan Gattis both walk twice, that's a noteworthy day. So, baby steps for us in becoming a more complete offense and not just a boom or bust.
And Jose Altuve, you mentioned, he had the leadoff home run and second game on the road trip with a leadoff home run. And I mean, it's so often you see him set the tone, and a lot of times that leadoff spot, you like to have a guy with a little bit of pop to scare the opposition a little bit.
Sure. No, he's a dangerous hitter, and when he gets locked in the strike zone, he's an even more dangerous hitter. And I love the way that he's changed his approach to the point of being a little more selective. You know, he puts any ball in play that he swings at. It's amazing his hand-eye coordination, but to be a well-rounded hitter, he needed to control the strike zone a little bit better, and he's done that so far. He had a great April. He's kicked off May in nice form, and as a complete hitter, offering power, offering a base hit anytime the lineup rolls around, he can be productive in the leadoff spot. He's going to lead the league in stolen bases if things progress as they are. That's a dynamic offensive player who's on our team.
Carlos Gomez missing the last couple of games, hurt his rib cage diving for a ball in the game on Friday night in Oakland. What's his status at this point?
He's doing better. He did some baseball activities today. He's already hit. He ran on the field. He's gonna stretch with our team, play catch, do some defensive work. So he's heading in the right direction. I would expect him to play this series at some point. We've got not tonight. He might be available as a pinch runner, a defensive replacement, but we're gonna ease him back in. But it looks like we've avoided the bigger blow, which had been a loss for 2 weeks.
And Lance McCullers is pitching in extended spring training game today down in Kissimmee, and obviously getting a lot closer, 4 2/3 innings.
Yeah, it was a nice outing for him. 62 pitches, 4 2/3, so getting up and down five times was big. It was like a spring training outing for him, so his next outing needs to be against competition in AAA. He'll head to El Paso and pitch for the Fresno team there on Saturday. But boy, it was nice to hear that he was 92-97. It was nice to hear that he got into the fifth inning and threw relative strikes and felt like he was free and easy and doing all the things that that you want to see out of a last type spring training outing. And it was a text that I was proud to get.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. And I've got Will Harris, relief pitcher for the Astros. And, Will, you growing up in Louisiana, were you a fan of the Astros growing up, or who was your team?
I just didn't really have a specific team. I used to watch the Astros back when they were the Zephyrs and Zephyr mm-hmm. Field. Yeah. So I remember going and catching a few games actually before they built their stadium, playing at UNO. So more of a AAA fan of the Astros than an actual big league fan. But we caught the games back home, and you know, they had a lot of really obviously good players that played for them in the early 2000s, late 90s. And much of a fan of anybody else.
It's funny to see how many guys that end up pitching in the major leagues that weren't really pitchers growing up. They were position players for the most part, and you were no exception, even at LSU.
I was kind of I pitched, growing up, but was mainly, you know, like I said, I, you know, played shortstop, mm-hmm. like most guys do growing up at this level. But yeah, at LSU, man, I went as a two-way guy, and it just kind of fizzled out pitching. We had a lot of really good arms early on in my career there, and so there really was no need to try and compete on the mound. Yeah. I just competed in the field, and senior year lost a lot of guys and was able to log a few innings on the mound, and everything else kind of fell into place.
And you still live in Baton Rouge in the off season. How many games, football games, do you get to in the off season?
You know, when we can get babysitters, we catch as many as we can. You know, as the kids get a little bit older, we'll be able to bring them and let them start to enjoy a little more. But you know, I'll catch a few. We'll catch the big ones. You know, mm-hmm. we won't miss Alabama, but we may stay home for McNeese State kind of thing. So.
How crazy are those tailgates there? I've gotten a chance to go before, but that's unlike any other you've seen. It's as much as it's spread out and everybody's out there early.
Yeah, you get out there early, cook a lot of good food. Yeah. You know, a lot of logistics go into it, yeah. You know, who's bringing what, and generators and TVs and satellites and everything like that. So we usually pick one or two weekends during the fall to do like a really big, nice set it up, get out there at sunrise, do a full day thing. So we enjoy it.
You used to teach baseball lessons to kids. What's the biggest thing you could tell a kid right now as far as what they can do to increase arm strength?
I think just kids need to look, as they're growing, you know, just long tossing for me is kind of the big thing. Get out there and push your body to the limit, throwing the ball far. I think that's going to teach you the most about your mechanics. You know, you'll feel certain things when you're crow hopping and just trying to launch the ball, you know, out to 200, 250 feet. You have to do a lot of things right. You got to sync up. You got to keep your weight back. You got to, you know, get your arm up. All those things kind of have to happen and take care of themselves when you're long tossing.
That's Will Harris. Will, thanks a lot for catching up, and roll tide.
Oh, man, no.
The Houston Astros.
Playing in the miss. Mike Fiers has done it. A no-hitter.
On your radio.
That ball's clobbered. Left field. See ya.
All summer long.
Start spreading the news. The Houston Astros win the AL wildcard game.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.